Coming off a weekend where there were several sports things that were going on that we take note, including the field being set, the brackets are now available. My guess is people have already filled them out and submitted them in various contests, hoping to be winning in the NCAA tournament. That's a whole other story. But two teams that you'd have to choose in the bracket, both Michigan and Michigan State in.
Yeah.
Michigan State, not surprised. Michigan, I guess not surprised. I didn't think 11. I thought lower than 11 seed was.
I did too. I thought they'd be a playing game.
Yeah,
I really
even
did.
That.
Yeah, there were like nine Big Ten teams that made it.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Wow. Most of any conference.
Mm-hmm.
And then you read some of the analysis and what the experts say and the selection committee and all that, and it all goes based into what those quality wins and
quality wins, right?
Teams you face and things like that.
Strength of schedule, all
yeah,
that stuff. And yeah, Michigan
stuff.
Apparently did have a very strong strength of schedule. So and strong strength of schedule, but yeah.
Then they had some quality wins, although we'd also say they had some quality losses too. I mean,
they did.
Games that just confounded you for. But I guess it was enough.
Yeah, that was just enough to get them in there. So I think that Ohio State win at the very end of the regular season, I think that probably did clinch it for them.
I think I'm guessing for us and as the broadcast affiliate trying to determine what might be our need to broadcast games, and just for Michigan fans in general, that game got overshadowed by that collapse against Iowa.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
Although the Hawkeyes went on to win the Big Ten championship, so.
They did. Yeah. They did.
Okay. So you lost to the champion.
Right.
Which maybe helped Michigan's cause. I don't know.
Oh, wait, no. Are you talking about in the tournament, the Big Ten tournament?
Yeah.
They lost to Indiana.
Indiana. I'm sorry. I think
but
who
also
Iowa.
Had a nice run, and I think that yeah. they got into the tournament, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So on Thursday, Michigan will play as a number 11 seed out of the South region against number 6 Colorado State, and game day coverage, 11:30 a.m.
Another midday game.
Eh? Yep.
Yes, it is.
It's officially a 12:15 start because it's tournament. Michigan will add a few extra minutes to the pregame show to get you all hyped up and ready to go.
And that'll be on 7:90 a.m., right?
That is correct. On 7:90, we'll have the coverage for you for Michigan and Colorado State.
Yeah, that'll be one of the first games to tip off the whole tournament.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, not counting tomorrow, those playing games.
Aside from the playing games,
yeah
it would be because that would be the one of the early games.
Yep.
Michigan State, meantime, number 7 seed in the West region. And on Friday night, Spartan fans, good thing it's a Friday night. Hopefully you don't have to work on Saturday.
It's a late one.
It's a 9:40 tip.
Oh, my goodness.
Against number 10, Davidson.
Yeah. And if they win, they would play Duke. Most likely, assuming Duke wins their first round.
Don't you think they would? But then again.
That'd be nice to see Tom Izzo and Coach K go at it one more time before Krzyzewski retires.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool.
Is Duke going to put together a run
right
for Coach K to close out his impressive collegiate coaching career?
Yep. By the way, Michigan is a 2.5-point favorite in their game, and State is a 1-point favorite.
Oh, okay.
Yes, just letting you know.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Mark that down. We'll see what happens.
Close games, eh?
Yep. That's the prediction out of Vegas.
At least that's the prediction on a Monday. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
We'll see if anything causes that line to shift at all.
Right.
But both the Spartans and Wolverines are in.
All right. So, yeah.
So we'll see if any Cinderella teams rise out of that 64 teams or whatever it is to the top, for the Final Four.
You know, I have to tell you, I follow some college basketball, but not like I do, the NFL or college football, but hearing some experts out there talking, one person said, who works for ESPN, said that he could see up to 25 teams have a shot.
Wow.
At winning it all. That's how much
really?
Parity there is. In
holy
this.
Cow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how much parity.
Well, there's going to be upsets. There always are.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes trying to fill out the brackets so difficult because you have to pick some upsets. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of which ones. But will it be an upset enough to get all the way to the Final Four? Well,
we'll see.
In 3 weeks, we'll know.
That's right, yeah. We will know.
Stay tuned. So that was obviously a sports story that we followed. Hey, we should mention, and since Pistons fans would recognize him, but not just Pistons fans, but also, though right now, obviously, Michigan State football isn't going on, but a broadcast name in the sports play-by-play,
yeah,
George Blaha sidelined for the rest of the season.
Yes, he is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a heart bypass procedure that has to be done.
Okay.
So he said it's obviously more important than.
Yeah, you can't be out there pushing a lot of excitement in a game at this point.
I'm disappointed to miss the remainder of the season, but my health is the number one priority right now. I've got a great team of doctors guiding my short-term and long-term health. Grateful it was caught early, and he already looks forward to being back next year to broadcast what will be a 47th season of Pistons
Amazing.
Basketball. Wow. Isn't that something? I mean, he's a great broadcaster no matter what sport he does. Mm-hmm. But he really became iconic with the Pistons, especially taking them through their championship years.
Oh, yeah, in those 80s, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so familiar voice, yes.
Mm-hmm. How old is George?
He is 76.
Wow, so he was really young when he got started. Yeah. Okay, when I was watching him.
And expected that he's going to have a full recovery, by the way, too.
Yeah,
good.
So we hope to hear that, by the way. So that's kind of cool. Wow, he's called more than 3,200 regular season games and more than 260 playoff games.
That's unbelievable.
Well, of course, those playoff games from a few years earlier.
Yeah.
The last several years, he's had an early spring.
That's true. But, yeah, you could say in the 80s and the 2000s.
Yeah, even the 2000s, yeah.
Yeah, when the Pistons had those good teams.
Yep.
So I can still always hear. You say George Blaha, I always hear. And there's Isaiah with the bunny.
Yes,
Never understood exactly why he called it the bunny. I guess it was just a layup, 2 points. I don't know, but it was always funny. I always loved it.
An easy shot. Maybe
that's what I think. That's
or maybe a hop with his
layup. Yeah, maybe a hop. Yeah, maybe that was it. Yep.
Or missed the bunny. Didn't want to hear
that. Oh, yeah, you never want to hear miss the bunny. That's right. Which was an easy shot. I think that's what it meant.
We got to congratulate from high school hockey, Midland Dow, claiming the state championship.
Yeah.
Division III, first ever.
Awesome.
Something else.
So congratulations to the Chargers. 2-0 win over St. Mary's, Orchard Lake St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. So that's a fun time. And for that matter, Midland, a hotbed of hockey, because Midland High, the Chemics, were in the state semifinals on Friday. They fell to the eventual Division I champion, Detroit Catholic Central.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which has won its 16th state title.
Oh, boy.
I went to Redford Thurston, and we were right across the freeway from Catholic Central.
Oh.
Jeffries Freeway. So I always know about their hockey team. And that is a tradition at Catholic Central there.
Yeah, they have... They do very well in most all athletics.
Yeah, but that's true, too. Yeah, football they do well in, and some others. Yeah, basketball.
But that's fun to have a state champion from the area, and again, a first-ever state champion, so that'll be fun probably in school today at Dow.
I'm sure.
Oh, and one other quick sports note.
Yeah. Right. We know it's coming.
Some guy, I think I remember his name, decided he's going to come back and play football again.
What's his name?
I can't remember. Some guy.
Dave, do you know his name?
Yeah. I think he has some Michigan connection somewhere along the line. He says he has some unfinished business. I'd wonder what that is.
I mean, after, six Super Bowl titles?
Seven.
Yeah. So you see, you still have unfinished business?
Maybe he wants that number seven. He's got 10 fingers. I mean, he's going to have to go a few more to fill every digit.
Welcome back, Tom Brady.
I guess maybe Giselle was with him for 40 days and said, you know, watch your come on back.
Get out of the house.
That's enough. Yeah, right.
Of course, what's the worst job right now to have in America? The person who was backup to Tom Brady last year who thought he might have a chance to be the starting quarterback.
Right, yeah.
Sucks to be that job.